Movement is medicine for creating change in a person's physical, emotional, and mental states. Carol Welch. Happy Monday, bright and beautiful soul. I had a little time yesterday morning. I was waiting for the bacon to cook, so I popped on social media for a few minutes. I set my timer for 5 minutes, because if I don't, then 30 minutes will fly by and I'll find myself lost in the scrolling portal, and then my boys would complain about burnt bacon. My intention was to find inspiration, quotes, memes, and posts that brought to the surface something that I could share or write about with our beautiful community. We all need a little help finding inspiration sometimes. The first thing that popped up was a story on Facebook. It was posted by a dear and close family member. She's my soul sister and has been struggling the last few weeks. A mother of five with a brand new baby girl. The video was of her precious tow-headed son walking barefoot on the street and a beautiful view of the Sandia Mountains expanding behind them. The words written were, "We're running slash walking every morning and my experience of anxiety has nearly vanished." The next highlight was of her living room with her other son sitting on the floor, what looks like he's playing with something, and it said, "Also staying off social media has helped with the anxiety." At first, I just felt grateful that she was feeling better. She's a homeschooling mom of four boys and caring for her infant baby girl. She has her arms full of love. She was always meant to be a mother and to bring these precious souls earthside. And yet, as we know, the stress of motherhood and keeping the train on the tracks can be overwhelming and absolutely anxiety-inducing. I mean, I struggle mothering two humans. What I love so much about this post is that she was sharing how the simple act of walking, running each day over the past week and decreasing her social media use was positively impacting her mental health. This is how simple it is, and if she can do it, then I know we can too. We all know that the body requires simple and foundational support if we want to feel good. The fact is that we know our body, mind, and emotional states are all connected. Thus, when we want to support our body, we inevitably support our brains, moods, and attitudes. When we support our brains with stillness, meditation, and prayer, our bodies and emotional health all benefit. When we cry, let go, release emotional baggage, and feel what is there to be felt with compassion, we heal all aspects of ourselves. Just in case you missed my podcast on the ancient wisdom of the body, I put a link down there. I share 8 vital foundations of health. I then began to think about the medicine of movement and the medicine of the awareness that one has of what information they choose to take in. Then I realized the real medicine we have is choice. Life is always presenting us with choices. We either choose to go for a walk or stay planted. We choose to scroll for hours of our precious day away, or we put our phones down and place our attention on the people, things, and happenings around us. We choose to eat food that is flowing with life force or food that is dead and lacking that life force. We choose to begin our day with acidic coffee or water infused with minerals. Our choice either supports us or depletes us. And it's not about being perfect either. The sacred balance of honoring and caring for ourselves includes resting and relaxing. Only you know what choices you make support or drain your precious energy. And with so many of the world seeking petroleum pills to numb the pain, anxiety, and depression away, why is it so hard to do the most foundational things for our mental, physical, and emotional health? This question lurks constantly in my awareness. Why is it that for so many of us, the most basic needs of our bodies are completely ignored? Why do we prioritize otherworldly things over our mental and physical health? I get how it can be hard to change anything from a low point of view. Then there's the plague of the too busy. I'm too busy is the most common and lamest excuses known to man. One is not too busy. It is the mind that is too busy. It has no space for something new to come in. We must make space for something new. When my kids were young, I struggled with alcohol. It was my only relief from the constant neediness of my children. I was numbing myself and digging myself into a deep, dark hole. It took something for me to stop. It took courage, consistency, and a deep love for myself to stop numbing my pain away. It changed my life and the life of my children. Then I opened up to a whole new way of living, all because I chose something new. Each time happy hour would roll on through, instead of grabbing a glass of wine or three, I would choose a sparkling soda infused with lemons and limes or one of my favorite kombuchas. I chose it day after day after day. Weeks later, after my body detoxed and healed from the years of toxic abuse, I woke up feeling vibrant, clear, and happy. My sleep turned to restful and rejuvenating, and the constant low-grade anxiety and guilt subsided. This is only how change happens, with the consistent choosing of something better, something more nourishing. The thing is, many of us don't believe they are strong enough. the overused neurological pathways keeping us in our comfort zone prove to be the cage we have to escape. And escape we will. We escape it with consistency, and then something happens. I remember when I began my meditation practice, I was consistent for a couple weeks and was growing tired and annoyed by all the mental chatter. It was almost painful to sit and watch all the crazy, unorganized, and anxiety-inducing thoughts. Why is this so hard? I would constantly think to myself. I was sitting on my couch. My youngest was napping beside me and my eldest at preschool. I had everything I needed to be still. I sat with a straight spine and took a few deep breaths. I was listening to some binaural beats, and as my mind drifted into thoughts that were completely irrelevant, I would notice and bring it back to my breath. After about 10 minutes, I noticed something. My mind was empty. I was so excited, yet I calmed myself not to spin into more thoughts. It was peaceful, and it was the first time I ever felt my body take a big cellular breath. There is nothing like that, a big cellular breath. It's when the nervous system regulates and the body feels safe. Then, just as quickly as I found myself in peace, my body tightened and a pit in my stomach formed. A thought quickly ran through my mind, and it wasn't a pleasant thought. It was a thought about my kids being kidnapped. It was so random and came out of nowhere. I felt nauseous, and this was the moment I realized how much my body was impacted by this untrained and reckless mind. This was the evidence I longed for. My consistency created this moment, which was exactly what I needed so that I could actually see and feel with my own eyes and body what the mind can create within us. This knowing is what brings me to my stillness each and every day. Nothing is more important than my mental, physical, and emotional health. Nothing. This is where our life is built upon. Why wouldn't we want to build upon a strong, centered, and powerful foundation? And I know there were many times my dear sister didn't want to go for a walk or run. Many things came up to deter her from taking that stroll outside. But you know what? She just did it. And so can you. In love and light.